the theme of my sermon is thrown away, especially throwing away God, because, I mean, you deal with every sin. So I got a question, right? Who throws away money? Nobody throws away money. Okay, no one throws away money. I mean, it's money. Okay, you need money. Everybody needs money. And everybody needs God. No, you throw away God. Try not to.
Yeah, that's right.
We all throw away God in every sin and in everything we do wrong, right? But he doesn't throw us away. He stays with us through the sins and through all of it. Okay, so let's say, I'm picking my brother here. Let's say Dwight sinned. Okay, he out there, he went, he was supposed to throw away the trash, but he said, you know what, I'm not going to do that. I'm gonna stay here. I'm going to do all that. It's not technically a sin, but still. It is, because he disobeyed his mom. He sinned, and then let's say his God said, all right, you know what, Dwight wants to sin? Okay, forget him. We're not going to have him no more. He's not in heaven. He's not with me. He don't do that. He never does that. He loves us more than our parents. And that's kind of crazy if you think about it. Right, because actually in Psalms 138, 7 through 10, it says, where shall I go from your spirit? Or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I take my bed in Shiloh, you are there. If I take my wings of the morning and dwell in the utmost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me. He's always with us. Okay, so let's just say one of your friends had cancer. Right? Okay, it's a big if, but I don't know who, but let's just say that. And you prayed every day. For hours you would pray for your friend to get healed, and you thought it was God's right or his right to heal your friend, and your friend ends up passing away. Right? Who do you blame there in that situation? Didn't expect that, but okay. Most of the time you blame God. Like, oh, God, you're supposed to heal my friend. What happened? What's going on? Right, and hard stuff happens, stuff hits, right? And then you lose a bit of your faith, right? So it's basically throwing him away, putting him away. But no one really thinks that maybe he was supposed to be cured. He wasn't supposed to be cured, right? Maybe it happened for a reason. Maybe your friend had to die for your faith to grow. So, who knows the story of the it's a parable, I'm pretty sure. It's the girl, and she had coins, gold coins, and she lost one. She spent all day cleaning, looking for it, searching for it, until she found it, right? God does that with us. I'm right, right? God does that with us. He searches through a lot. And we don't really search for him. I mean, if I'm being honest, I mean, some of us probably have the best buds with Jesus, right? But, I mean, some of us, we have a lot to grow. I mean, I know I do. I should spend a lot more time on reading the Bible than I do on TikTok. I got another story, right? It's the story of the lost son, right? Y'all remember that story? His dad got old, I think, and he thought he was the man. So he wanted to go get his inheritance. Right? I don't know how much it was, but he wanted it. So he got it. He took it from his dad. He went off, left God and his father, partied, spent all his money. Right? He did all that. He can't. And I remember there was one point in the story where he was eating the slop that the corns ate, that the pigs ate corn, that the pigs ate. Right? I mean, if you get that low, that's kind of bad. Right, but he came back to his father, and his father took him back in. His father loved him, gave him clothes, right? And God does that with us. Thank you, Jesus. And, okay, I got an and. Got a lot of stories, okay? And what about Lazarus, right? He died, I think it was for 4 days he was dead. Mary and Mary Magdalene were crying, right? He came and he cried, yes, because it was his friend, right? Yeah, everybody cries for their friend. He cried, but then he just resurrected him, right? He said, Lazarus, get up. And perfectly fine, right? If someone has that much power and you just throw that away, exactly, why shouldn't we trust? A lot of us don't want to admit it, but we throw away God every day. And everything we do, some of us, I can't say, but some of us, I mean, we're not with God right now. I'm not going to say, because I don't know who, but some of us aren't with God right now, even though we show up at the church. Like this morning, when I came to Mr. Johnny's, the morning Bible study thing, with the mission story, yeah. I came and we were talking about how a guy in Jamaica, I believe it was Jamaica, he went to church. It wasn't Jamaica. He went to church every day, Saturday, every day, Sabbath. He helped. He even sang with the choir, right? And a girl started talking to him, right? You know, girls. They started talking to him, and he told her that he's not a Christian. He don't follow Jesus as well as everybody thought he did, right? And so she was kind of confused. She was like, wait, but you sing with the choir. You help the church. You stay after church and all this, but you're not with God? He wasn't, right? And that could be one of us in here right now. All I'm trying to say is not to throw away God, right? We need him a lot.